You Can Relax. That's the name of our podcast.
Hello. Welcome to Relax the Podcast with Colleen Ballinger. Am I supposed to say me now? And me. Hi. Oh, gosh. Please talk.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome to Relax the Podcast.
Thank goodness.
You guys, it's your favorite kind of episode. It is nighttime. It's almost 10 p.m. Our children are asleep, and we didn't have time to record the podcast today during the daytimes.
Nope.
So we're doing it during the nighttimes.
Yep.
And this is when we get the most delusional.
And weird.
Maybe, I don't know, maybe this is more entertaining. Last time we did a nighttime episode, people said they really liked the episode. So I don't know how delusional we got.
What people?
The few people who watch or listen to this.
Okay, cool. I like them.
Do you have a who needs to relax today, love you, or should I go first?
I do.
Let me hear it.
Valentine's Day was like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I got you like the traditional Valentine's gifts that you would get for your significant other, which, you know, for me would be like roses, chocolates.
Uh-huh. You got me little pajamas.
Little pajamas. You got me some nice things, including the traditional gift of a panini press from Marshalls. And I was very excited by this.
I think you wanted a panini press.
I was very excited.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
Just give me some time. I was very excited by this panini press from Marshalls.
That was a throwaway gift, in my defense.
It was like a throwaway gift. I could tell because like you didn't put too much effort into taking off the Marshalls tag.
No, you knew I went to Marshalls and I was like.
I could tell that like a thumbnail had been there and given up on the Marshalls tag.
This is how destroyed my brain is, love, that you said a thumbnail had been there. And my brain went to like a YouTube thumbnail.
Yeah,
like
no,
a clickbait thumbnail. I was like,
the YouTube
why was
thumbnail
there a
term
comes, of a thumbnail?
Comes from like the Roman actual thumbnail.
Thumbnail? Wait, what? Oh,
I
like
don't
the
know.
Nail? Okay, my brain really. Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
It's
I did
Latin.
Not. I did not try to get
thumbnail
out of
thumbnail in YouTube is Latin for your actual
okay,
thumb.
Yeah. So,
nail. So you'd try to scrape off the sticker. And you,
I didn't actually.
You'd given up.
You think
well, somebody did.
It wasn't me. You think I would try to scrape a sticker? You lost your mind?
I guess that's true. But this made me think like, oh, this is very exciting to me. I'm going to get a bunch of stuff. I'm going to make like, the best panini sandwich ever. So I went and I got like a nice ciabatta loaf.
That was the mistake.
I got prosciutto. I got like a goat cheese, a mozzarella, and a cheddar with the prosciutto. And then I was like, I'm also going to put arugula. And then this like fig jam and make this like epic grilled cheese and tomato and avocado.
Love, this is not a grilled cheese. This is a sandwich.
It's a sandwich, yes. But like it was a panini sandwich.
Yes,
can we agree? If
yes,
I, if
of
I were
course.
To press this all in a panini maker. So like I was so excited. I had all these ingredients and I made it for you. And then you came downstairs.
You did not make it for me, first of all.
I was making it for you.
You hadn't made anything when I came downstairs.
Well, I had all the ingredients and they were set up next to the maker and I was making them. What is the difference? What
you
are you? Whoa.
You did, you cannot, because you
this
said,
feels very
I
fighty.
Made it
this
for
feels
you.
Very,
no.
Here's the thing. I was so excited to make it for you.
Oh, that's okay.
I had it all set up. Was going to surprise you with it. And then a person knocked on the door and they had a pizza.
Yeah.
To deliver
yes.
to you. You had delivered yourself a pizza.
Well, us, yeah, but yeah.
It seemed like a pretty solo experience.
I can't eat a medium pizza by myself.
Anyway. I don't know. And I was like, oh no, she ordered a pizza, but I'm going to show her all this. So I show you all the stuff.
Yeah.
And there's your pizza. And not that you were ungrateful. You were like, oh, that's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a sandwich gal.
Yeah.
That's what you said to me.
Right.
And it's been echoing in my mind ever since.
I'm so sorry.
That I, the mother of my children.
Yeah.
Is not a sandwich gal.
I mean, a sandwich is fine. I just don't think there's not many
what?
Moments in my life where I'm like, I am craving a sandwich because I'm very picky with my sandwiches. Cause like, I like a tomato on my sandwich, but it has to be a very specific, very ripe, like no white bit chunk in the middle, like juicy, perfectly thinly sliced tomato. You know, like I'm picky, I'm obnoxious. I'm high maintenance with a sandwich. So like, I like a sandwich, but I'm very high maintenance with what I want in my sandwich. And I really don't like paninis. And also, you got a thick ciabatta roll, which I knew wasn't going to press in that thing. I was like, you got to use a different kind of
bread
for that.
A little elbow grease and pressed in the thing.
Did it? How was it?
So it was amazing.
Oh, good.
It was
an incredible sandwich. Good. I'm so glad. I'm so glad you liked it.
Well, what do you not like about a panini? Why would you get this?
You don't give people gifts because you want it for yourself.
I'm not like, I love paninis. I'm not like
you love sandwiches. You're famous in our relationship for saying I love sandwiches.
Anyways, it doesn't matter. The point is,
you love sandwiches. Okay.
Do you understand the concept of like food and bread, right?
Yes, that's called a sandwich or a burger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See where I'm going with this?
No.
What do you eat most, do you think?
In life? Cookies. Yes.
Besides cookies. And not as a dessert, like a meal. What do you eat
cookies.
Most?
Cookies. Okay.
Burgers, I would think.
Sure, I like burgers.
Yeah. Is a burger not a sandwich?
I would not say a burger is a sandwich.
Why not?
Because...
Is it not meat? And vegetable and sauce encased within bread. And I didn't mean for this to turn into is a burger a sandwich kind of like dumb thing.
I mean,
like
yeah,
that.
I guess sure you could argue that a burger is a sandwich, but why would you say that when it's like it has a name for it, that it's called a burger? Like if you were to say to someone, I'm really craving a sandwich, no one would envision a burger.
No.
Right. So like, yes, technically you could say it's a sandwich, but like,
but is it
no
that
one
far
would think
of a
leap burger?
To be like, I love burgers, I eat them every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a sandwich gal.
Yes, sandwiches and burgers are like very different to me.
Do you like, would you have an open face sandwich?
Absolutely
would you consider pizza?
Not.
Like the pizza that you had ordered was kind of an open face grilled cheese?
No, because I usually kind of not roll, but halvesy my pizza a little bit. So it's more of a taco vibe, you know? Because it's like,
you
it's
make
kind of
your pizza
up.
Into a sandwich is what you're telling me?
Not into a taco.
Is there bread
what
on the top and the bottom?
No, on the side and the side. With a scoop in the middle.
You eat it sideways?
No, like, you know, like when you like fold it a little bit?
Yeah.
The pizza slice, so it's kind of like the shape of a taco a bit.
Okay.
Kind of like that, if anything. But it's not a taco or a sandwich, it's a pizza, because things have names. And
things do have names.
Yeah.
I get that, and I appreciate your argument. But what you're talking about is dough, protein and vegetable and cheese, mm-hmm. and then dough.
Yeah, it depends on the sandwich. But if someone were to say, do you want a sandwich? Like, I will say no unless I make it myself or I know who is making it and what they're putting in it.
Because of mental illness?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Because sandwiches, if the bread's not good, ruins the sandwich. If the tomato's not good, ruins the sandwich. If the lettuce isn't good, ruins the sandwich.
That's like, fine, but like...
So there's too many elements
like
to it that could ruin it.
Like you don't like...
It's not that I don't like them. It's just I'm not a
like
sandwich girl.
Would you like a breakfast sandwich?
Absolutely not. I don't like...
Get out of town.
I'll eat, but there is a breakfast. But here's the thing. There's a breakfast sandwich that I do love. You know about this. There's like a breakfast sandwich at this restaurant.
Yeah, because you're fixated on it right now.
Yeah, because it's really good. It's like super delish. There is a breakfast sandwich in Vancouver.
And what's,
when
and
I
what is
there,
on, what is
really
on
good.
What is on the sandwich?
The one mm-hmm. that I like.
Is there goat cheese?
There's goat cheese.
Is there arugula?
Am I allowed to answer the question?
Is there a jam? Well, I'm saying these are the elements that I
tried to incorporate
into the grilled cheese that I was going to make in the panini press that you bought me for Valentine's Day.
Yes.
From Marshall's.
Right.
That you said, well, I'm not a sandwich gal.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, it's not at all the same. The sandwich that I like has eggs and a bacon.
It's a breakfast sandwich.
Jam
yeah.
and a biscuit bread.
Uh-huh.
And sure, there's arugula, but I think that might be the only matching ingredient to what you had because you got prosciutto, which I don't eat.
The ciabatta loaf
and
ciabatta, I know
which
you
is
do
my least favorite type of bread.
No, that I get that loaf all that I got. I've gotten that loaf before and I know you liked it. That's why I got it.
But it's not a panini. Like when I think of panini, I think of like a slice of like really good bread that like you can see the grill marks on it and it gets all squished, you know? A ciabatta loaf is like
that's what
it's too thick
that's what,
to like get to the
that's what
innards.
Happened love is it ended up having the grilled marks and was squished
yeah but it probably didn't melt the cheese
it did melt the cheese
oh that's
love.
Great news
it
I'm so glad I'm so glad for you
and then
but did
afterwards
you like
I added the arugula which in Europe they call rocket which is crazy
that's a way better name than arugula
sure but like for some sort of lettuce you call it rocket
I like it too. So it was delicious. I'm so glad it was good. I didn't get the panini press for me. How gifts work is you give someone a gift that you think they will like, not what you will like.
I didn't think that you got it from me. It was like a cooking appliance that all it does is toast and melt sandwiches. And I was like, I'm just going to try and make the best toasted melted sandwich I can think of. And you looked at me and said, I'm not a sandwich gal.
Yeah.
And that just made me want to talk about it and like explore it in this setting.
Yeah.
Publicly.
Mm-hmm.
And figure out.
There are sandwiches I like.
What saying, that says about
saying
you.
Saying I'm not a sandwich gal doesn't mean I don't like sandwiches. There are sandwiches that I like. There are sandwiches that I love. But if I were to say, like, if you were to say.
Saying what, I'm not a sandwich gal doesn't mean you don't like sandwiches?
No, it just means like I don't ever crave a sandwich. I'm never like, yeah, I really want a sandwich. I never, ever have
what
had that
meals
thought.
What are you, bowls?
Cookies.
If it's not a sandwich, it's a wrap or a bowl. So you're either sandwich, wrap, or bowl. You can't be.
No, there's tacos, there's pizza, there's burgers, there's lots of foods, there's sushi.
Yeah, taco is a wrap. It's a, yeah, okay. I'm putting it in that category.
Well, I mean, sure, I like sandwiches fine, but I just like, I had already ordered a pizza, it was already there. I wasn't going to throw away my pizza.
Yeah, that's fair.
And if I had a choice between the pizza I just bought or a sandwich that I didn't really want. What was that sound above us? Was that Daisy just running around?
It's just,
above
a, it's just a cat knocking things
anyway,
over.
Well, I'm sorry. I'll have one tonight if you want to make me one.
What do you mean?
If you want to make me a panini, I'll eat your panini.
Okay. I can do that.
I'm glad it was good for you.
It was.
I'm glad.
That's, I just thought it was fun that like it was such a traditional Valentine's Day gift. But then I was like, went all out for it. And then you were just like, I'm not a sandwich gal.
Okay.
Who doesn't like sandwiches? How do you live life without sandwiches? How do you live life as not a sandwich gal?
I eat sandwiches. That's where I have lots of sandwiches. I have sandwiches all the time. A PB&J with our kids all the time.
To me.
Yeah, I'm not a sandwich girl, meaning like that's not my favorite food. I'm not like, I'm never craving sandwiches. It's just like some sandwiches are good. Most aren't.
But everything is sandwiches. When you really think about
what's happening, if you had said to me, hey, I got all
Caesar
the ingredients.
A Caesar salad is a sandwich, but just the bread has been cut up into little squares and you're eating it in a bowl, but it is a sandwich.
Okay. You're getting a little crazy. Like
why?
That's a little concerning that you think a salad is a sandwich. I think
a Caesar salad is.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. If you had said to me, hey, I got all the ingredients for a panini. I want to make you dinner. I would have never bought a pizza and I would have been like, oh my God, thank you. I would not have said a thing. I would have been like, this is so great. Thank you so much. I wouldn't have said, I'm not a sandwich girl.
Yeah,
but it was
true.
Like, I didn't know you'd gotten all that stuff. When you got it all, I assumed you got it for yourself to do your panini because you like paninis and sandwiches and I don't. And you
I guess it was kind of a surprise.
So I had no idea or else, and I'd already bought the pizza or else I would have totally gone in on it.
I get
with
that.
You,
what are you going to do? You ordered a pizza. Were you going to like not eat it?
Yeah. And I said, I'd love to have it tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And you said, I'm not making this tomorrow.
I said, well, that's not how ingredients work, you know?
Yeah, you did say that, which is such a weird response because that actually is exactly how ingredients work. But, that you have them in your house that you can make
if you
them.
Buy, if you like buy an avocado, like you can't be like, oh yeah, well, and I'm actively using it and it's already cut in half. I can't like then use the avocado tomorrow.
Well, the other
and
half,
the prosciutto
was
the same thing because like they've like, they put four slices in that package and like you can't, it's not like really.
Yeah. Okay.
Savable.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't know that upset you so much. I apologize.
No, it didn't upset. It didn't upset. None of that upset me. What perplexed me was like the idea of like not being.
Maybe I misspoke.
A sandwich gal.
I wasn't craving a sandwich at the time. And I'd say 95% of the time in my life, I'm not craving a sandwich.
Can I, for the rest of our lives, if I ever see you eating a sandwich, point what? And yell, not a sandwich guy.
Sure, go for it. But there's lots of like when we make BLTs, like homemade BLTs with like croissants, killer, man, those are so
would
good.
You call that a sandwich?
That's definitely a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely a sandwich, but I'm not a sandwich gal. When you, okay.
It's screaming to be on a t-shirt.
When you eat cookies,
I
like
want
when you eat
a t-shirt
you would
that
never,
says sandwich gal.
You're not a sandwich gal or you're not a cookie gal. Cookie guy. Like you're not a sweets. You'd be like, I'm not into sweets. I'm not a sweets guy. But like you eat sweets.
No, I would
sweets.
Never go. If you were like, if I got you like a cookie press, a cookie thing. What's a cookie thing? Like a cookie, like a cutter. Like for Valentine's Day, that was shaped as a heart. And then you're like, oh, and you went and you got all these ingredients for like, to make these like cookie hearts. And you're like, oh, you got me this for Valentine's Day. Here's your cookie hearts. And I was like, oh, I'm not a cookie guy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't care.
Well,
you wouldn't care at all.
A cookie is a lot different than a sandwich.
And you wouldn't bring it up on our podcast.
Okay, you know what? If you had said to me, I made you this sandwich because I love you so much and you got me this for Valentine's Day, I would eat the whole thing.
Yeah.
But that's not what happened.
Did you hear what I said? Like, you wouldn't care. Like, you'd be like, yeah, it's fine. Don't eat the cookies.
Yeah, no, I don't think I would care.
Yeah, you wouldn't. You literally,
I would probably you would not, never have another.
You would never have another thought about it for like a second. Where yeah. it's like I have a whole note in my phone about like sandwich gal.
Well, I'm sorry. Speaking of presents, I do have a present for you that's not a panini press today.
What do you mean? For what?
Well, last week I talked a little bit about how I got this like crappy stained glass photo of us made. Yeah. Like I'm getting a bunch of artwork made for my other podcast with me and Rachel. And I was like, oh, I think Eric would like one of these. Got a stained glass one, thinking it would be a portrait of you and I in stained glass. It's totally not. Just a picture painted on a piece of plastic. It's total crap. I have that, but I'm going to show that really quick. So if you're watching, you'll be able to see this really terrible picture just literally printed onto a piece of plastic. But when I showed that to Eric, he was like, oh, wow, that is bad, because it is. And he was looking at the other artwork that I had. And there was a couple that were like cartoonized. Is that a word? How would you say that? Cartoonified.
I would say illustrated.
Sure.
Cartoonized is good.
Cartoonized picture of Rachel and I. And he was like, oh, I'd want one like that. Well, I ordered one, love.
No, why? And it came so fast?
It came so fast, and it's obvious why, because it's... Because
our neighbor did it?
Horrible.
Oh, what do you mean? Oh, it's...
It's so bad.
It's like a Pixar. Is it like the Pixar one? It's like a Disney...
Yeah, it's like that. Okay, here's the deal. Looks nothing like you. Like, it looks like they took the picture of you and I, cartoonized me, and then we're like, we're not going to do him. Let's just put a random guy. Like, that's what it looks
what?
Like. Like this. Here, take it out. Looks nothing like you, love. And also, there's a big scratch on my neck, chest area. What do you think?
It does. Do you think it looks like you?
More like me than it looks like you. You don't think?
I think it looks equally.
This is it, guys.
I don't think it looks like us.
I don't either.
Yeah, I guess more like you now that I see it.
Like, it looks more like me than it does like you, for sure. But that looks nothing like you.
What is it? They put it through a filter and then they just...
I think that's all they do. I think they're just putting it in some weird like cartoon filter.
Like some sort of like Snapchat filter.
I guess, and then they just print it out on a canvas. But
well,
it's going on the wall, man. Isn't that
it's
so
going on the
perfect?
Wall where?
In here, I don't
in
know.
In what room?
In
here. And who do we say this is?
We say that's us.
Yeah.
Well, it looks nothing like you. You could say it's me and someone else.
It's a picture of my wife and some other guy.
Yeah.
That I have on my wall.
Yeah.
In a pool holding each other intimately. That's...
I tried. I was so excited because I was like, he's gonna be so happy that I like got the one he wanted, and it's didn't work.
It's great. I love it.
Okay, good. I'm so glad.
So
can I say who I think needs to relax other than that portrait?
Yeah, please. That's what I thought you were doing.
No, what needs to relax
just
is
a picture of you with another man.
Me.
Uh-huh.
Always.
Yes.
But specifically, you're gonna love this. My breath. Okay. Because I was just snuggling up with Flynn. And I was putting Flynn to sleep and he wanted to cuddle, which usually he doesn't like cuddle me anymore. Like usually he just wants to lay next to me or have me rub his back or, you know, something like that. But tonight he wanted to full on, like he wanted to be snuggled. Like he was like very cuddly and sweet.
How cute.
And I, of course, because I have to ruin everything, he was wanting the sweet cuddly moment. And I had a sneeze attack where I was like sneezing like 20 times in a row. Like I couldn't stop sneezing.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened, but I just couldn't stop sneezing. He's like, what's going on? I was like, I don't know. I keep sneezing. So finally, one of the last time I sneezed, he was kind of laying with his head on my chest and he sat up and he goes, bad breath.
Just bad. Oh, man.
Wait, it gets better.
That is so humbling.
It gets better.
Well, yes,
better.
They humble us more. So, yeah.
I was like, oh no. I laughed and I go, oh, I'm sorry. I have bad breath. I go, okay. And he kind of laid back down on me, but he was like, you know, he's tired. So he's just going to mumble bad breath. I said, he laid back down on me. And I go, I'm so sorry. I was like, do you want me to go brush my teeth? He says nothing. He just gets off of me and rolls to his back to me. And I go, did you want me to brush my teeth? And he goes, yeah.
Oh, no.
So as I'm getting up, I wrote it down because I laughed so hard. I am getting off the bed And as I'm getting off the bunk bed, the top bunk, I'm going down the stairs. He goes, "Stinky fish breath."
Oh,
and I go, "Fled!" And I start laughing. And then as I'm going down the hall, he shouts to me as I'm going down the hall, "Smells like a trash can."
Oh my gosh.
He read me to filth.
I wonder if that had something to do with the way that you sneeze, because you hold in your sneezes.
My breath?
I think they come from the same place, don't they?
You think that my breath stank because of how I sneeze?
If you have a sneeze attack, and you're a person who is ashamed of sneezing, apparently, because you internalize it all. You sneeze on the inside. You don't sneeze on the outside of your body.
Okay.
Maybe that...
Wait, I don't understand.
Where the air is coming. So then you breathe, and the air is the sneezes that you've been holding in, and they're gross, and it smells bad.
Or my breath stank. You know, it could have been that. It was the end of the day.
Had you eaten something... weird?
Cookies. Not a sandwich. I'll tell you that much. Wasn't a sandwich. But I don't know. It's the end of the day. It was like 8:30 at night and I last brushed my teeth in the morning. So it's been the day.
Uh-huh.
I understand. I wasn't offended. I was grateful. I'd rather someone tell me.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't like, it hurt my feelings. I laughed and I went and brushed my teeth real hard and I came right back. It was very humbling. And I just love that kids do that. Another thing he said to me that humbled me greatly was we have something in our house I'm not going to get into right now, but he's been very excited about cockroaches. And so that he was talking about how big this cockroach is.
Madagascar hissing cockroach.
Yeah, I know. And so excited that those.
It's his new pet.
Appeared in our home with no one asking me about it. They just are here in tanks.
Are you mad about that?
I'm not mad.
Okay.
We have cockroaches now.
As pets too.
Right. So anyway, he's talking about how, he's talking about how big they are. And he goes, "They're like bigger than my nose." And I go, "Well, your nose is pretty tiny and cute. So there's not much bigger than your nose, or there's a lot of things that are bigger than your nose." And he goes, "Oh, well, they're bigger than your nose." Like, yeah. Such a shady read. And
no,
I was like, God,
that's not fair.
That's
because
big.
I feel like that's him. First of all, you have a very cute nose. Second of all, I think he meant nothing as a slight about it.
Oh,
I think
of course he didn't mean anything
to do
about
with
it.
Your insecurity about that.
Of
and
course.
Not like him.
No, Flynn is no way was he trying to be mean to me. No,
right.
No. And
just
I didn't
sure
make
didn't
him think
that
either. I laughed and I was like, "Oh, then it must be big." You know, for him, it's factual. Like, mommy has a big nose, so like it's bigger than her nose.
I don't think
big.
He was even saying that. I think he was just
it's bigger than his.
Bigger than his. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I know Flynn did me, and I know he didn't mean anything by telling me I had bad breath either. He was just stating facts. That's why kids are great. They just tell you facts.
Right.
Like they're just like, "Hey, here's the tea. You have bad breath."
It's humbling, yeah.
It's great. Anyway, do you have more things that need to relax, Levy?
I had a couple things that I wanted to talk about. Our other son, Wesley.
A gem.
Every time a grown-up leaves the house without him, he thinks they are going to the dentist.
What?
Is that interesting?
Wait a minute. What? I've never heard him say that.
Anytime a grown-up leaves the house without him, he's like, "They're going to me." He'll turn... "They're going to the dentist."
Wait, you mean, is he talking about you? I don't leave the house.
Yeah, I don't know.
So he's talking to you about
well,
you?
Well, whenever you sometimes you leave the house.
He says, "I'm going to the dentist."
Or his grandparents leave the house, you know, have been here and then leave the house or somebody, you know what I mean? Like a friend
he
or whatever.
"We're going to the dentist."
If they're a grown up. He's like, "Well, guess they're going to the dentist." And I thought it was so
That's
funny.
That's so funny. I didn't know he did that.
He thinks about the dentist a lot, apparently.
Two things he does lately that I really love is when instead of saying yes or yep or anything, he goes, "Yeah." Like in response to that, it's so funny. I don't
he's
know what about
he's
it. It's so
funny. He has humor in his like inflections of the way
he's
says
so
words.
Funny man.
Which I feel like is a conscious choice to be funny. So I think he's going to be funny.
I love that. You go like, "Oh, are you playing with that truck?" "Yeah."
"Yeah."
"Yeah." "Yeah." Like he's exhausted with the question. And the other thing he's been saying a lot lately that's very cute is when he's frustrated, but like in a silly way or like, drop something or there's a mistake or whatever, he goes, "Ah, fish sticks."
Yeah, fish sticks is great.
It's so cute. He's a nut. Is that what needed to relax? Is him thinking people need to go to the dentist?
No, it's just something I wanted to bring up and talk to you about.
Well, I do have comments.
Okay.
But also I wanted to talk about when I was looking at the comments, something spurred a memory for me that I wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
Okay. So there's, last week we talked a bit about how I wasn't allowed to watch Care Bears because they have like magical powers. And there were some comments about that, asking about the Care Bears and like why I couldn't watch them. And like, I should have our kids watch the Care Bears. They'd love it, blah, blah, blah. And it made me think like, well, you know, what was I watching as a kid? Because I couldn't watch a lot of things. I watched some Disney movies. But what I watched, I'm very confident, was different than what you watched.
Can I tell you this segues so closely into what the other thing that I had to talk about tonight?
Okay.
In like an incredible way.
Okay.
So this is good.
Okay, good, good. VeggieTales. Did you watch VeggieTales ever?
Of course not, no.
Have you ever seen any VeggieTales?
Only because you've shown me clips.
That's wild to me. I want to sing. I wonder how popular is VeggieTales? Like, is this extremely niche and the majority of the universe like literally has no idea what VeggieTales is? Or is this something that like, I feel like a lot of people in America know what VeggieTales is. And
I think
familiar
there was like
the
an
songs.
Awareness because like the concept is like, it's like interesting that like, first of all, there wasn't as much content as there was like, as there is now. Compared to when we were kids. So there wasn't like a ton of stuff. It was like Barney and that. And VeggieTales is kind of a catchy name, but I was aware that it existed, but I never watched it. And I certainly didn't realize that it was like Christian propaganda.
Propaganda?
I don't know. It feels like a bad thing. All the songs you've shown me, they're not like, it doesn't seem like,
well, yeah, that's
culty.
What's so funny is that there is a storyline or whatever. I saw a funny TikTok about it the other day. It was like, what VeggieTales wanted me to learn, and it was like Bob the Tomato talking about a Bible verse. And it was like, and I watched it, I was like, what?
But they're talking about verses? Actual and Bible verses?
Yeah, Bible stories and Bible verses. Yeah. And then they'll be like, there's a part, okay, this is the part of the show where Larry sings a silly song.
Yeah.
That whole part, that's the part that most people remember. So what I wanted to do is sing.
That's all I thought it was. But there's parts where they're just like, now we're going to talk about Psalm 42.
The majority of it is... Oh, yeah.
This is why I never
telling
saw
Bible
it,
stories yeah. and Bible verses and like teaching lessons from the Bible to kids. But they take little breaks to do silly songs and
thank goodness
with Larry. And so what I want to do is the songs that I think like pretty much everyone in the world most likely knows, I want to sing a lyric from some of the songs that like, in my opinion, are extremely popular. There's no way people don't know them. And I want to see if you can finish the blank, like fill in the blank. You want to try?
Sure.
Okay, this one's really easy. Oh, where is my...
It's toothbrush, right?
Are you serious? Oh, where is my...
Toothbrush. I'm just going to say the same thing again.
Oh, where, 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 oh, where...
Is my toothbrush... What?
It's hairbrush.
Hairbrush. Okay.
That's pretty close.
What? Yeah, you acted like shocked. That
I am because this is like, I can't believe anyone would.
But also,
you've
shown me these songs and shown them to our kids. So I'm aware of them a little bit because, not from my childhood, but because you've shown me the clips recently.
Okay, well, let's fill in this blank, okay?
Okay.
We are the who don't do anything. We just stay home and lie around. What are we? We are the anything.
We are the lazy people. They're vegetables. We are the potatoes. Broccoli? Carrots.
We are the broccoli who don't do anything.
Yeah, that sounds good. That's a good lyric.
No, it's we are the pirates who don't do anything.
They're pirates now.
Pirates,
I thought
yeah.
they were vegetables.
They are, but they're vegetables. They're
they were
peas in that
biblical
scenario.
Vegetables. And now you're telling me they...
Yeah, they're dressed
they
up like pirates.
Like piracy into it?
Yeah,
like
we just stay
lore?
Home and lie around. And if you ask us to do anything, we'll just tell you we don't do anything. And then they list all the things they don't do.
What does that have to do with being a pirate?
Nothing. Those pirates don't do anything. They're just silly little pirates that don't do anything.
So there's no piracy?
No, they're just being
so
silly.
They're just
cute little pirates that are peas.
I think they're vegetables
cucumbers.
That are lazy.
Come on. Okay, what about... God is bigger than the
mountains. Give me the syllables.
God is bigger than the He's bigger than Godzilla or the monsters on TV. Oh, God is bigger than the and he's looking out for you and me or something like that. What do you think it is?
Four syllable word. God is bigger than the
It's three syllables.
Oh, three syllables. Sorry.
You can do it.
Jesus Christ.
God is bigger than the Jesus Christ.
Maybe they just wanted a name drop in there. I don't know.
Jesus Christ.
It's his dad, right? Maybe there, it's just like a name drop.
It's Boogeyman.
Oh, I was going to say sectional.
Sectional?
Like the, yeah, was, there was a couch behind you.
Oh, okay.
Sectionalized.
Anyway, that's crazy to me. I was just curious if you would get any of those. I'm very surprised that none, in fact, did you get. So now I need you guys to tell me in the comments if you got them, and if this was like not as universal as I thought, because I thought everyone at least was
watched
familiar
VeggieTales?
Enough. No, I thought everyone was familiar enough with the, like the silly songs with Larry parts, though.
No, I don't think so.
They're great songs, honestly. Like they're really good.
There's yeah, some of them are really like yeah, fun, like entertaining.
So how does it segue into what you wanted to talk about, love?
Well, because so there was like a you know, it's like award season for like movies. And one,
yes,
of the, one of the awards for like the Oscars is like animated feature. And one of the movies was, this year is called like, that's nominated is called Wild Robot.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, oh, it's interesting. It's not like Toy Story 6. It's like Wild Robot. Like, and it was like on one of the apps and I was with the kids.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, let me put on Wild Robot, because like, you know, I'm watching something with kids, like, and it's like, you know, when it's nominated for an Oscar this year, like maybe like I can be entertained as they're entertained and it's something new for both of us and it can be like a, you know, nice viewing experience. And then, you know, a bear, you know, a bear was like, ah, and it was like, oh my gosh. And like people are covering their eyes, and you had walked into the room at that moment. And you're like, what's going on here? This cannot be.
Whatever.
And you were
watching,
like, ripped the TV off the wall and threw in the trash and called me a horrible dad. And it was, and I was like, this is crazy.
Okay. First of all, stop.
No.
I didn't. I said, what
none
is
of
this
that later
guys?
Stuff
and none of them responded because they were all terrified looking at the TV. So none of the kids responded to me. And I was like, what are you guys watching? And it was like a scary bear chasing a scary robot or something. It was it seemed very dark and not appropriate for 3-year-olds. So I was just like, I'm going to turn this off.
Yeah, well, I think the premise of it, like there's no spoilers here, but it's like a robot that's supposed to be somewhere else, like in space or another, but it like lands in like the wilderness and it's the robot's like programmed to like learn from and behave like the things that it's around. So it starts behaving like wild animals. And I'm sure there's some sort of sentimental tale involved in there. Didn't get to finish watching the movie because we turned it off.
Yeah.
Because of the scary bear that was like 20
minutes.
Yeah,
no one protested. I was like, I'm going to change it to something else.
But it made me think of all the horrifying, traumatic things that were in children's programming that I watched.
Oh my God.
When I was a child.
Yes.
So when you said VeggieTales, blah, 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 I was like, oh, I was just going to bring this up because I saw, and again, you're going to love this on TikTok. Like for some reason, people are like, this is what I got to see when I was a kid. And it was a scene from My Girl.
Oh, yeah.
With Macaulay Culkin.
Yep.
And I was like, I watched this when I was Flynn's age.
Right.
And was it, I don't know. I'm like, was it traumatizing? I don't know. Or was it just like, these were the things that they made and that kids watched?
I don't know. Like everything we watched as kids, like even like Bambi, like all of it, it's like really, it's so sad.
But the year after Home Alone comes out, so everyone's like, oh, who's this kid, Macaulay Culkin? My Girl comes out a year later where he is stung by hundreds of bees in the woods and then dies.
Right. Spoiler alert.
And then that actress, I mean, this movie is old. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of her name, the actress. She's great.
She needs his glasses.
For today,
he can't see
walks up to
glasses.
His open casket.
I know, it's
to
really
his
bad.
Open
it's
casket bad. Where he has bee stings all over his face. And he's like, where is he? Where are his glasses?
He can't do that.
He was going to be an acrobat. And I'm not kidding you. A tear.
Yeah, it's very sad.
A tear rolled down my cheek.
Yeah.
Like unexpected. Like,
right.
Have you ever cried? Like.
No. No. Not me.
Sorry, I didn't realize who I was talking to. Have you ever cried?
Whatever the rest of the sentence is, yes, I have.
I'm crying now. Like, so, like, unexpectedly and suddenly.
Yeah. Yes, I have.
Because
you're currently crying.
Because as an As an actor, like, I've been in a lot of situations, like, you know, weirdly, where I've like been like trying to make myself cry, you know what I mean? And I can't happen. To whereas, like, just watching this clip from this movie that I hadn't seen, I'm crying right now laughing that I asked you that question. That in instant, it just went like, that tear just shot out of my eye watching that. And then I was thinking about like other things. And then it made me think about that, the wild robot thing. And then I was like, oh my gosh, like, what were like, we had things called VHSs and like they were recorded off of TV and I wore them out. And like the ones that I watched the most were like stuff like that. And it made me think about other movies that I watched when I was a kid that are problematic and maybe traumatizing when I look at them now, but also like I loved them and I would never change a thing towards these kids these days. Can't even watch Wild Robot. But like Never Ending Story. Did you watch that when you were a kid?
I didn't. I saw it, I think, in college for the first time.
Oh.
And I don't think I watched the whole thing. It's a big puppet thing.
What?
A big, like, puppet dragon.
Atreyu?
I don't know.
That was the name of him?
Sure.
He looked like corn on his back.
He looked like corn?
He had, like, corn kernels, it seemed like, on his back. Yeah.
Oh. I don't think I've seen enough of it to know what you're talking
about. Yeah, that was a very traumatizing. I mean, our kids could never watch that.
No. I mean, the twins are young. They just turned three. Like, I feel like there's a lot that still freaks them out.
I just wanted to see, have you ever seen these movies?
Okay.
And by the way, on this list of movies that I found on the internet, traumatizing movies for kids from the 80s, one of them was Care Bears the Movie Part 2.
See what I'm saying?
A new generation. Look, this number is like the top of the list.
Man.
Apparently it was like really traumatizing for people. Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
I love that. I did watch that. I remember that one.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
I watched that. I don't remember it, but I watched it.
Literally threatening cartoons to melting them, like slowly lowering them into like an ooze that will melt them and kill them.
Hmm.
It's like most of that movie.
Oh, that's awful.
And how the bad guy.
I know I watched Jurassic Park and that scared the crap out of me. And I like ran to my room and hid.
Jurassic Park?
Yeah, it terrified me. I was which like 12. Part? What do you mean, which part? The only one that existed when we were kids?
Yeah, which part of the movie made you run to your
room? I thought you meant like which part, like which Jurassic Park, because haven't they made like 20?
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
The raptors really scared me, the T-Rex, like when they're in the car and the T-Rex is like coming to get them. And but also the scariest part of the movie to me is when they're in the, when the velociraptors are like, they come, they learn how to open the door and they come into the kitchen. The kids are breathing hard.
Yeah, they were breathing very hard. I didn't like when Newman from Seinfeld gets eaten by the one that goes.
Yeah, that one, that part's like the least scary part to me.
That was scary to me. I don't know, love. Sorry, I'm trying to go through this list that I should have. It was E.T. scary to you as a child?
I never saw it as a kid. I saw it as an adult. I think I saw it with you for the first time.
You saw E.T.? Like,
no.
You didn't watch E.T. when you were a kid?
I watched it with you like in recent years.
Yeah.
For the first time in my life.
Oh, I didn't know that. The Land Before Time.
Oh. Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound's too.
Homeward Bound.
But that, we get to Homeward Bound, but Land Before Time.
Yeah.
This dinosaur's mother is is dramatically injured in front of him and then slowly dies. And
I think that's a lot of movies for us growing up. There's like a lot of moms dying.
Yeah, you can say like Bambi or whatever, but Land Before Time was like something, there's something different about like the score and the way it was structured.
I don't remember much of it. Was there a dinosaur named
Petrie? The shadow of her and it's like, she's alive. She made it. And it's
Oh my God.
I'm watching this. I'm younger than Flynn, I feel like at this point when I'm watching that movie.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I remember watching like, that.
Parents die and it's death and it's going to be really hard to deal with when I'm older as like a 6-year-old.
Yeah.
Whereas there was like a bear running around. You're like, our kids cannot watch this.
It wasn't that there was a bear. It was, I mean, and our kids watch like nature stuff where things, circle of life, eat each other,
life
whatever.
Cycles. Yeah. But no,
it was scary. It was dark and they're in a forest and like fangs chasing him. It wasn't like deep emotional scary. It was like actually trying to scare, like it was supposed to be scary. It was being chased in the woods by a scary bear with fangs. Like it was scary.
You ever seen Willow?
No.
Magic spells turning people into goats?
No.
Crazy. You ever seen Willow?
I don't think so. I've never heard of it.
Willow.
Yeah.
All dogs go to heaven.
Haven't seen that.
Are you aware of it?
I've heard of that. I thought that was like a more recent movie.
All Dogs Go to Heaven, 1989.
Oh, wow.
And it's just about like, is the, Well, first of all, you can tell by the title, dog's going to die. Mm-hmm. Some kid's dog's going to die. And is he going to go to heaven or hell, love? Mm. And how are those depicted in a children's movie from 1989? You didn't watch that as a kid?
Mm-mm. No. Homeward Bound I loved, though. And that one made me cry so much. Homeward Bound. Oh, yeah.
Sorry,
so...
I skipped over the one you
wanted. No, it's fine. That's the only...
That is also on the list. But yeah, it was like, these are people's pets that are lost and trapped in, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so
one
sad.
Of them, one of them you think is dead, but then like he like limps on at the end or something. Yeah, it's like, he limps over. In
yeah,
the like, mud.
Yeah, it's all, it's so sad. It's so, I can't believe I watched that all the time as a kid. And I cried. I like, it was sad. I remember it made
Every
me sad.
Time you'd be like, re-traumatizing. Yeah. Little Monsters.
I don't know what that.
You don't know that movie?
No.
Fred Savage, a kid from a...
Yeah, I know who that is.
Is a monster. He opens his closet and there's actual monsters. And this is like before CGI. So it's like practical, all crazy. And they all live in his closet and there's a monster world in there. It's like Monsters, Inc.-esque, like before that. But like way freakier. Like, this, can I show you a picture of what it looked like?
Mm-hmm. Ew. Oh my God. That's crazy. For kids?
Yeah. Yikes. It was haunting. Haunting, love.
Oh my.
Like, why was that a movie... For us, I don't know. Sorry, is it?
This no, this is great. I
Gremlins?
Just
Gremlins.
I didn't watch Gremlins.
I watched Gremlins. Yeah,
I mean, you're talking
kid?
To someone who wasn't allowed to watch most things. Like, if I liked certain movies, like it's just I didn't watch a lot.
Neverending Story is number one. A lot of horrible things. I mean, that's a trying movie. And, but for some reason, I loved it. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing, like looking back on it, is like kind of super terrifying, you know, terrifying from even the kid who's not even in the story, the kid just reading the book. Like it's all.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I knew more about.
Did you ever watch Tremors?
No.
You know, do you know what Tremors is?
Like for your hair?
What? Not Tremors, Tremors.
Tremors?
Yeah.
No.
Do you know what Tremors is starring Kevin Bacon?
It's You're like saying classic. Tremors.
Tremors. T-R-E.
Okay.
Tremors.
No, I don't know that.
Like, oh, I feel a tremor. Not like I'm not like Tremor.
Okay, I don't know.
It was about these giant worm creatures with big cylindrical, like spiky mouths, giant, like the size of school buses that lived underground in the desert and they would come up and eat you out of the ground.
Oh, fun.
You're not aware of this?
Definitely not.
I'm not sure it was a children's movie, but I watched it as a child a lot because it was just like always on TV constantly during the day, I feel.
Oh my God.
You don't know Tremors?
No. I've never heard of it either.
How do you live your life for this long and are unaware of Tremors?
You can just keep asking questions about movies. The answer will be no, probably. That's the other thing Wesley does. Probably.
But when I was a kid, I thought like he does. He goes probably. He adds probably to every sentence. And
he
it's
only
really
adds
cute.
Probably to sentences that it doesn't make sense to say probably.
Yeah. I didn't mean to like
not
care that you said that. I just meant to say like where I was going with that was like when I was a kid, I thought like Tremors was going to be a problem for the rest of my life. Like whenever
that you thought you'd get eaten by one of these
well,
things.
Yeah. Just like wherever I was like, cause in the movie, like they have to be standing on rocks or boulders because the Tremors can't come up through rocks or boulders. They come out of the dirt to
you
eat
still
you.
Think this?
So I was just like, so sometimes when I'm at parks and stuff with our kids, I always want to be standing on rocks or boulders because I know that Tremors can't come up
to
the dirt.
Are there other things like
me.
that you still do from like childhood that like-
I'll jump from rock to rock being like playing the Tremors game in my head. And I won't say this to anyone.
Well, you just said it to some people.
Oh, shit.
But like, I still am like that with, I don't know what the thing was because I never did it. But when you go in a bathroom with the lights off, if you look in a mirror and say like Bloody Mary, something like you'll see the ghost of Bloody Mary or
well,
something.
Well, I could never do that.
I still am scared to be in a bathroom with the lights off. I won't look in a mirror because I'm like, what if I see her? And I don't say it. I don't say Bloody Mary. I don't do anything with it. But I'm just like, what if I see her? Still as an adult. I'm still scared of this.
I can't. Yeah, it scares me.
And then
probably because of another movie you've never seen called it Sandman. But yeah, like that.
Having like, and also dumb things that aren't like superstitious or like fake stories. But like having the lights on in the car at night, I'm like, I'm going to get arrested. There's like dumb things that like were instilled in me as a kid that like I still worry about that are not true. Like Bloody Mary and having the lights on in the car.
Oh, it's so interesting that those two are associated.
Well, they're not associated. They're not together. They're just things from dumb things from my childhood. Like your Tremors. Like, I wonder if there's other things that you are there other things that you still do or are still afraid of from your childhood that like are dumb and not true, but like you still.
I don't know. Yeah.
Like sure. What?
Well, it's going to go back to like movies and stuff.
That's fine.
Have you seen Friday the 13th?
No.
No?
No. I love that you ask if I've seen movies and you're always shocked when
I'm
say
like
no.
Well, not like obscure, like, you know, like
I know,
cinema.
But you've known me so long at this point. Like, I've not seen movies. I haven't seen. You should be more shocked. You should be more shocked when I say yes. Like, that's when you should have big reactions. Yeah. You should be like, you've seen it? But you're always like, what? You haven't seen the movie?
I remember seeing those movies like young. It's crazy.
But what are other things that like you are afraid of?
Well,
that you
think? He like lived in a lake. So like, so it would be like some.
So you think something is
some
in
serial
lake?
Killer coming up from a lake and like, yeah.
Huh.
I don't like water at night.
You don't like water?
Water at night, yeah. Like a lake or the ocean at night.
Yeah,
like
I don't either. That has nothing to do with a movie, though, for me. That's just like, I think.
Okay, what was the question?
Water's scary. Well, like what things from like super, like your rock thing, if there are other things like that. The Bloody Mary thing. The other, like.
Garbage disposals.
What about them?
It's going to hurt me somehow. It's either going to come, something's going to fly out of it at me, or something, or it's a part of me is going to be sucked into it. Yeah.
That makes sense.
And the sound of it is so, it's so excessive.
Yeah, they're scary. I agree with that.
It's crazy what's going on in there.
Yeah.
What the mechanics of it. Have you ever like reached in to like get something out of a garbage disposal?
No. That's like the one thing you're taught is to never put your hand in a garbage disposal.
Oh,
don't
turn it. Not when it's on. But like whenever you're like, oh, there's something not in there.
I'd be afraid it would turn
and
on.
And you have to go get it like.
I'd be afraid it would turn on.
Well, in this house, I'm the one who's always retrieving all like the things.
The forks and spoons you throw down there.
Whatever they get down there. And it's never fun. And it's never without
it's probably slimy in there.
The expectation that it's suddenly going to turn on somehow. But also like when you have to feel around down there, it's like disgusting and gross. But also you can kind of feel the mechanics of it. And it's just violence.
Yeah. It's blades.
Yeah, but it's not even like traditional blades. It's like. It's just, I don't know. It's all messed up.
Blender blades.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's a long garbage list of blender. Things that like I'm superstitious about or think's going to happen that aren't true from like old movies or silly
stories.
Tell me
all of them right now off the top of your head as fast as you can.
Well, I'm saying I'm sure there's a lot and I'll remember them over the next week, but should I read some comments?
Please.
All right. So let's get to your comments. Courtney said, I love this comment section. I'm a senior in college and this semester has been draining. Relax Wednesdays are always the highlight of my week. And I love having something to listen to while I study. You guys are the best. Isn't that sweet?
Yes.
I thought that was
probably never heard of any of the movies that I just referenced though.
That person?
Yeah.
I didn't. So we are the same.
I'm in college now.
Kayleen quoted you. And said, Eric, and then quote in quotes, people are screaming at their radios. I guess you had said that in the last episode. And she said, radios made me laugh with like a laughing emoji.
Yeah.
Crying because you're old.
It's still radios and cars.
I don't think anyone says that though. Right?
What do you mean?
Do people say like, let's turn on the radio?
Well,
no one says that.
I think traditionally speaking, like podcasts are radio. You know,
no one
in a way. It's just like on demand. But like, if you get in your new car, whatever, there's still going to be that AM,
yeah, but
FM
you don't
radio.
Say,
I don't know if anyone's using it. I mean, these are people's jobs. People work for radio, right?
Okay. Yeah.
We want them to have jobs, right?
Of course. Beauty and the Beast said, "Dear Colleen and Eric, you are my folding, dishwashing, cooking, and also relaxing podcast. The comfort you give me is very much necessary with 3 kids under 5 running around. Thank you very much for all the cleaning support. Sending love from Hungary, Andy."
From Hungary?
Yes.
The country, or they are experiencing hunger?
From the country.
That's so cool. I also listen to podcasts when I fold and clean and stuff.
Yeah, you were saying last
week
that
it's
not
ours, but that's nice. Yeah,
you were saying last week that it's the like biggest compliment ever to have someone be like folding laundry, while listening to the podcast.
Those are sacred
so there's
times.
A lot of comments about that I thought was very sweet. A lot of people are saying that they listen while folding or cleaning.
That means I'll double up and say like that means so much to me because like I know like the podcasts I listen to when I'm doing those things,
right.
Like I rely on for those times,
right.
That's great.
And then Anna Maria said, because we were talking about how we have a hard time making friends at birthday parties and whatnot. Me and my husband would love to be your friends. We watch your podcast together and actually talk about you guys randomly sometimes. Too bad we live a bit far from you in Brazil. So after this one, I was like, where are all these people listening? So now I want to know.
Hungary in Brazil, okay.
Tell us where you are if you're a listener and or watcher.
Yeah.
I want to see like where our viewers are mostly, because those were right after each other. And I was like, oh my gosh, worldwide, our impact.
I want to go to those places.
Me too, so bad. Okay. Oh.
Have you been to Brazil?
No.
Have you been to Hungary?
No.
neither.
I am hungry currently. But
are you in Brazil?
I'm not in Brazil and I'm not hungry. Okay, wait, this comment, I'm so glad I screenshotted because I've been wanting to talk to you about this. I have great news for you.
Okay.
So Jess said, Flynn sounds like a lovely animal protector. If he decides to be vegan, would you try doing it also? So if Flynn wants to be vegan, I would be fully supportive of him. If he asked me to do it with him, I probably would. I think I would definitely try to be vegan with him.
I think we're already partially doing that because of our love of
crab. Well, this is why I have great
and
news.
How that was like a treat for us or like any kind of shellfish or we don't
seafood in general. Like he's like, you cannot eat that. Like you cannot eat.
Yeah. Since his love of things, I don't eat those things.
Like he says I asked him like a week ago, what kind of seafood can we eat? And he said, fish sticks.
Yeah.
And I said, what kind of food is fish sticks? And he said, I don't know. And so he doesn't know, but everything else. Like I remember saying I was talking to a friend or something and I said, oh, a tuna roll. So like I wanted a sushi, like tuna roll.
Yeah.
And he was like, tuna, don't eat a tuna. Like he was like, panicked about that. But here's my good news. The reason I screenshotted this question is because yes, of course I would support my kids and whatever, if they wanted to try it. And if they asked me to do it with them, I totally would. I'd be supportive, in whatever way I could be of like, if that was important to him and he was passionate about it. But yesterday or the day before this is something else we should have talked about today. Oh, well, Eric sweetly made me shrimp scampi the other night because I talked about it on the podcast. And so he made it for me.
Last week you talked about shrimp scampi. So I looked up
a recipe and he made it for me. And it was so sweet.
He got all this stuff. Yeah.
And so, you know, night times, if you have kids, you know how it is. It's crazy. The rush of like dinner time, bath time, pajamas, bedtime, getting them to sleep, getting them water. You know, it's like it's a whole thing. And it's like a marathon at night, those last couple hours of the day with the kids. So Eric frantically is making shrimp scampi and then he gives it to me. And then, you know, he goes off to do the things he needs to do, like getting things ready for bed and whatnot. And I'm doing bath time with the kids with my shrimp scampi. So I'm like trying to eat. I didn't get to eat it with him. We're like eating it in separate times, but it was so sweet that you made it. So I'm like trying to eat it while giving them a bath. And Flynn goes, what are you eating?
No.
And I had this moment of like, oh no.
Did you lie?
And I go, no, I'm not going to lie to him. I was like, daddy made me shrimp. He goes, shrimp? And I go, yeah, but you use shrimp for bait. So like, you know, I was thinking like, that's justifying it a little bit because like, if he is fine to use it as bait,
Sometimes I can eat it.
And he goes, you're eating my bait? And I was like, no, this is not your bait. This is separate. This is for humans. This is a human kind of shrimp.
To be fair, it was from the same bag of shrimp, which is a bit odd. Yeah.
He was suddenly like, oh, okay. I was fine with it. Mm-hmm. I was like, interesting.
So it can be used as bait.
Then listen, I go, so question, I really used to eat crab all the time and I really liked eating crab and you never want me to eat it again. Right. And he goes, right. Don't eat crab. And I was like, okay, what if the crab's already dead when I eat it? And he goes, oh yeah, that's fine. If it's already dead, you can eat it. So I think we're in the clear.
No. I mean, yes, and if we're gonna get crab legs from a grocery store, but like sometimes, and we've commented on this to each other, like sometimes when we're like crabbing, we're catching like
we can't do that. We can't catch.
We're catching if you were at
it'd be
name
so
a fancy grocery store where they're like, this crab is $25.99 a pound.
Oh, at a restaurant, the crabs we catch. Oh my god,
we're catching those, and we've also caught like. Lobster too, where I know those things are crazy expensive. And we've then been like,
bye.
Yeah.
Watch other fishermen on the wharf be like, what are they doing?
Yeah. I have gotten a lot of looks from other fishermen, crabbers, as they've been like, wow, you caught some good ones. So I've only been caught in like little ones, whatever. And then they watch me then toss them back. Like I'm insane.
Well, he gave me the go ahead if it's already dead. So I think I'm allowed to eat crab again. I don't know. Probably won't anytime soon with inflation,
I don't think I would, regardless, at least in front of him.
No, I wouldn't eat it in front of him.
Because I feel like that would be.
You know what's funny? He called me out on that because I haven't had crab in a very long time, but there was one day last year where I asked for crab.
Right?
Oh, yeah. And he told me he did. Because I ate crab last year at some point. I was craving it so bad one night.
And he made
me crab legs, and it was so sweet. And then I ate it and I put the shells away in the trash, you know. And Flynn, months later, I was talking about, well, I don't eat crab anymore. And he's like, you did once. Yeah, but, and I was like, what? He's like, I saw
our kitchen
trash
can. Like, if the lid gets like tucked, like, it's like, you know what I mean? It's like exposed. And he came down that morning.
He called me out.
And I remember him just being like, yeah, it was like a moment. And he's not forgotten.
He did not tell me about it for months. Like, it was months later. And I was like, what? I don't eat crab. I haven't eaten crab in so long. He's like, I know. It was a long time ago. I saw it in the trash. And I was like, oh my God. He was so upset about it. So yeah. Anyway, I think I was trying to say goodbye a long time ago and I've just started talking about crabs, but thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for watching this week. I hope you have a wonderful week, whatever you're doing.
Wherever you are, let us know.
Yes. And we'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye.